My sermon title today is, Do You Know Who I Am? Do you know who I am? Jesus is asking this question of us as he's answering this question to those who were there. And I read this brief reflection on who's your shepherd? You know, we all have a shepherd, don't we? Because we all have someone or something that is leading us. We all are led. No matter what we say, whether it's our jobs, our children, or whatever it is, something or someone is leading us. So the writer writes, he says, I own a marvelous little book written nearly a quarter of a century ago by a former shepherd, Philip Keller. He titled the book, A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23. And he tells about his experience as a shepherd in East Africa. The land adjacent to his was rented out to a tenant shepherd who did not take very good care of his sheep. His land was overgrazed, eaten down to the ground, and the sheep were thin, diseased by parasites, and attacked by wild animals. Keller especially remembered how the neighbor's sheep would line up at the fence and blankly stare in the direction of his green grass and his healthy sheep, almost as if they yearned to be delivered from their abusive shepherd. They longed to come to the other side of the fence and belong to him. Christians understand that the identity of the shepherd is everything. It is wonderful to be able to say, the Lord is my shepherd. It is wonderful for us to know who our shepherd is. Not a shepherd who has us underfed, parasitic, broken, but a shepherd who loves us. In doing the last two funerals, just now, this week, I always ponder on when I ask a family what scriptures they would like. Oftentimes, I always ask, did they leave a song or did they leave a scripture? Did they leave something to do at their funerals? And many times they don't know, people, we don't approach death that way, and sometimes, we don't get it prepared. And Lord knows, I've been thinking about it, I should lay out some songs and scriptures for myself. Here I am, a pastor, right? I said, I'd better start writing it. I do have a will, but I said, I should really write down some songs. And so I had no problem going to a lawyer and getting things on paper, which I have to upgrade, but I should write some songs and things down, right? So oftentimes they don't, but most of them will say, they know no other scripture, they'll say the 23rd Psalm. Majority of them. You notice I always use it in funerals. I'll change the Gospels and so on, but the 23rd Psalm, because they request it. Even when they don't know it, they want to hear the words of that beautiful psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And they don't realize they want it for themselves, and they also want it for their loved one. Thanks be to God for that. And so, do you know who I am? In Ezekiel, which is not a text of today, God talked about the bad shepherd. And let's look at the bad shepherd versus the good shepherd, right? The Ezekiel text, Ezekiel 34, from 2 to 11, God is making a comparison, or stating, really, the bad shepherd. He says, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. And so he's going to lay it down. He says, woe to you, shepherds of Israel, who only take care of yourselves. Now we're going to see a list of what the bad shepherd does. Should not shepherds take care of the flock? You eat the curds, clothe yourselves with wool, and slaughter the choice animals, but you do not take care of the flock. You have not strengthened the weak or healed the sick or bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strays or searched for the lost. You have ruled them harshly and brutally. That's the bad shepherd. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and when they were scattered, they became food for all the wild animals. My sheep wandered over all the mountains on every high hill. They were scattered over the whole earth, and no one searched or looked for them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, because my flock lacks a shepherd, and so has been plundered and has become food for all the wild animals, and because my shepherds did not search for the flock but cared for themselves rather than your flock. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord said. I am against the shepherds and will hold them accountable for my flock. I will remove them from tending the flock so that the shepherds can no longer feed themselves. I will rescue my flock from their mouths and it will no longer be food for them. For this is what the sovereign Lord says. I myself will search for my sheep and look for them. That would be Jesus. I myself will look for the sheep and would search for my sheep and look for them. And so Jesus, knowing that text, he's now speaking to the Israelites who are there, Israelites and Gentiles, he's speaking to them. The people are weary. The Pharisees are there. They're on his back. They're arguing with him. And so he knows they know this, the Old Testament story of Ezekiel. He knows they know the prophet of what God felt about the bad shepherd. Friends, I want to tell you, if you're following a bad shepherd who is not taking care of you, who's making you miserable, who criticizes you, if you're following anyone who tears you down, young people, who tears down your personality, who finds fault with you, finds fault with everything you do, no matter what you do, they find fault, and they can't do it themselves. If you are in that situation, they are not good shepherd. You need to walk away from them. Anytime you see somebody who's always finding fault of what you do, tearing you down, making you feel overwhelmed and disgruntled and in pain, they are not of God. Amen? They are not of God. And there are folks who always find time to whisper behind your back when you're doing something. If I make this cross and this flower, they didn't do it, but they find time to whisper and talk about, well, something is missing. They're not the good shepherd. Jesus, here's what the good shepherd does. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd does what? First thing, lays down his life for the sheep. Amen? Lays down his life. That's what the good shepherd does. Lays down his life. And that's what Jesus Christ does for us. He lays down his life for the sheep. He says it again. I am the good shepherd. You see, Jesus is answering a question, right? He knows the question is out there in the community. He knows the question. I know when it's out there, the criticism, and so sometimes you could feel it the moment you walk into a room and they stop talking. You know. Friends, has that ever happened to you? You know, no matter what you do on all your efforts, as soon as you walk in, people start to whisper. You know, but you just stand up boldly and says, I am serving the good shepherd, and I am doing the best I can. Amen? I'm a humble servant of the Lord, striving to do the best I can, and I serve the good shepherd. He says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. Ah, that means all of us who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, Jesus knows us. knows us by name. Our names are marked in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's our promise. He knows us by name. He says, just as the Father knows me, I know the Father, the Good Shepherd, and I lay down my life for my sheep, he repeats. He says, I have other sheep. Oh, here's the good news. Jesus says, I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. And I always tell Christian parents, because I'm and non-believers who have been praying for their children, children who grew up in Sunday school, went through confirmation and all of that, they turn away from the Lord and parents are praying. I says, just keep praying. Just keep praying for your children. Keep holding on and trusting in the Lord. They go through teenage years and we go through young adult, and we remember when we were young adults and teenagers not doing all that's right. You know what I'm talking, grown-ups. You remember when you used to hang out at the clubs? I know we come to church every Sunday and we pretend that we don't remember, that we have amnesia. But if truth be told, say amen, folks. We know some of us who they used to hang out or watch movies they shouldn't and so on. But somebody was praying for us somewhere. Maybe a mama or a grandmother or somebody that we know prayed for us, and we turn it all around. Keep praying for them, because Jesus continues to what? Seek those who are lost. Seek those who are out of the flock, because he is a good shepherd. He says, for this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. And that's the hope we have of the resurrection, that he laid down his life and he took it up again, because he's resurrected and he sits on the right hand of God the Father. And that's the hope of eternal life that I tell people when I do a funeral. The hope of eternal life is that one day we'll be caught up in the air to be with him. He's a good shepherd. He says, no one takes it from me, but I lay down my life. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. I receive this command from God. And this is from John. John writes this. We believe John is a writer of this gospel. And John is also a writer of this letter. The first John that it says, we know this, we know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. John reminds us that it's because of love. Because God loved us so much, and Jesus loves us so much. If you're feeling unloved today, if you're feeling that you have nobody to love you, I want to tell you the Good Shepherd loves you. Loves you so much that he laid down his life for you and for me. Amen. Amen. And so we could rejoice. We don't have to live in desperation and depression, because Jesus loves us. And then the song says, the King of love, my Savior is. The King of love, my Shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I am nothing lack if I am his and he is mine forever. As a good shepherd, there is limitless goodness. There is limitless goodness, right? The goodness he has gives us, goodness unspeakable. The good shepherd is full of goodness, will never turn you away, will never turn me away, no matter what we have done. There is abundant life with the good shepherd. The writer says, where streams of living water flow, my ransomed soul he leadeth. And where the verdant pastures grow and food celestial feedeth. Abundant life. Abundant life with the good shepherd. Doesn't mean that we have all the money in the world. Doesn't mean that we're rich. Rich from a world standpoint. But we're rich in spirit, because we know our Redeemer. We know our Redeemer lives. We know that he walks with us and he talks with us. We know we could call on him and he'll answer. We know when we're sick in the hospital, we could call out to Jesus and he'll show up for us. When we're grieving, we know it is an abundant life. And friends, but yet in love he sought me. Unconditional love. Jesus' love for us is unconditional. But there's no condition to it. loves you if you're black, you're white, you're yellow, you're pink, whatever you are, whatever economic status, whatever. There's a whole list of whatevers now. But whatever it is, there's unconditional love with Jesus. And then there is the eternal promise, friends. The writer says, in death's dark veil, I fear no ill, with thee, dear Lord, beside me. As we go through that moment of death, there's eternal promise that Jesus will be with us. And then there is the amazing grace. Amazing grace that will take us to that place that brings us to life. Amazing grace. And finally, the promise fulfilled, that God would send Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and that He is the Good Shepherd. If you do not know Him today as your shepherd, I encourage you, friends who are here who may not know Jesus, I give you Jesus, Savior of the world. He'll never reject you. He'll never ask a price. He did it all for us, ransomed Himself for us. Thanks be to God for the Good Shepherd. And because we are the church, we want to offer you what we know, what we have, and we have the Good Shepherd. Amen. God bless you all. Amen.